3 years have passed since the state legislature agreed to come up with a way to test Michigan students. It was 2011 when state lawmakers passed and Governor Rick Snyder signed a measure designed to toughen up Michigan's teacher evaluation system. How do you measure a teacher's effectiveness? Well, one big way is determine how much a student has learned during the school year, and you do it through academic testing. But 3 years out, believe it or not, the legislature has not managed to agree on just how those evaluations should be conducted, even which tests should be used to measure student growth. And left twisting in the wind are school administrators, principals, and teachers wondering which standardized tests they're supposed to start giving this fall. Let's turn now to Brian Smith, statewide education reporter for MLive. Thanks so much for talking with us today, Brian.
Glad to be here.
So let's try to get first things first. If it was that important to put teeth into Michigan's teacher evaluation system, why has Lansing not been able to get its collective act together in 3 years since passing this reform and figure out which test should replace the 40-year-old MEEP test?
Well, I think the Michigan Department of Education would say is that they have gotten their act together and decided. The state agreed in 2011 that they were going to participate in the Smarter Balanced Assessment Consortium, which is a rather long name, but it's essentially a group of states who have worked together to design a single test that they could give in multiple states that derives the questions that it's asking ultimately from the Common Core state standards, which have been something of a political issue here in the state as well. But the test is designed to sort of assess how students are doing on those particular topics in English, language arts, and math. And the Michigan Department of Education stopped development on the MEEP in 2011 as they started to transition to the Smarter Balance test.
It just, you stop and you say, it's been 3 years. They've been working on Smarter Balance to get ready. They haven't been, polishing up and updating the MEEP. You have State Superintendent Mike Flanagan saying the MEEP is not an option for the next school year. And then you have Republican State Representative Tom McMillan of Rochester Hills, and he told you Flanagan's flat out lying?
That's what he said to me. And another issue in all this is the state currently holds a waiver from federal No Child Left Behind law that they were granted by the U.S. Department of Education. And as a part of that, the state was committed to giving a test that measures how students are growing throughout the year, that measures their performance, not just in terms of how well they know the standards, but are they getting at least a year's worth of learning for each year that they're in school. And in the course of getting that waiver, the state agreed that they were going to implement this new test. They've chosen the Smarter Balance test. There are a couple other testing options that the state could have gone with. They ultimately chose to go with Smarter Balance. And so if the state doesn't give that test as they've promised the federal government they're going to, the federal government can come in and say that they're in violation of their waiver, and then the full list of regulations that come with the No Child Left Behind Act would immediately go into place, as just happened in Washington State recently.
So where do we stand with the legislature? What needs to happen there in order to decide, land on something, and something that doesn't wind up costing dearly in terms of losing that federal flexibility waiver?
Well, if you ask some of the folks in the legislature, they say that this is a process that they weren't consulted on, that the Department of Ed sort of made this decision without getting the legislature to sign off on how much it's going to cost. And so there's some pushback that it's, the Department of Ed has sort of usurped the appropriations authority that the legislature has. Governor Rick Snyder told me during an interview last week that this is something that they need to be sensitive to, this idea that the state could lose its waiver if this testing issue is not resolved. But he's approaching it as sort of the kind of debates that happen over a budget over the course of time. This is something that they're going to be trying to work through with all the legislators to make sure that people are comfortable with the idea of what test we're giving and how much it's going to cost, and deal with the issue of, do we make a decision that could jeopardize this waiver and ultimately cost schools a lot more money because of some of the more difficult provisions that come with the No Child Left Behind Act going back into effect in Michigan and essentially labeling every school in the state as failing because they haven't reached those milestones that were in that decade-old law.
Brian, have problems this messy happened in other states as they transition to Common Core?
Well, as I mentioned, Washington State actually just, they haven't lost their waiver directly, but the U.S. Department of Education has let them know they're not going to be renewing it. That is in large part because of teacher evaluations. The state legislature in Washington did not pass legislation that tied teacher evaluations directly to test performance. similar to here in Michigan. And because of that, their school districts will immediately be required to notify parents that they've been identified as failing, because the federal law said that by this point, you have to have 100% of your students proficient in core subjects, reading, math. And if you don't, then your school is failing, and we have to take these steps to sort of turn around your school because you're not at that level. It's certainly a complicated issue, and in a larger sense, there have been fights over these sorts of tests in other states. You've had several states that have decided to withdraw from another testing group that's been developing some exams. And the state of South Carolina agreed recently that they're going to pull out a Smarter Balanced as well.
And then meantime, in the trenches, if you will, there are the teachers and the principals and the administrators of the school districts that are wondering what they're supposed to be giving next year.
Absolutely. You have school districts that have been preparing for these tests for 3 years, because after the Common Core was adopted and it became clear the state was going to be giving a test other than the MEAP, teachers and administrators are starting to work to develop their curriculum guides to make sure that they're teaching the material that is going to be covered on these tests, and that school districts are also preparing technologically to give these sorts of exams, because you're going to need computers, you're going to need internet access to make sure that you can test all your students during the testing window. And so schools are really looking at this situation as needing certainty in what's going to happen, because if they're going to have to suddenly give the MEAP next year that they weren't planning to because they've been preparing for this other test, the MEAP exam, as it's been for the last 3 years, is not going to directly be assessing the material that they've been teaching this year as they prepare for giving these Smarter Balanced exams.
Brian, is this more, do you think, a case of a stubborn legislature that will not let school administrators and principals and teachers be educators and run their schools and do what they feel is best? Or is it a state superintendent who is equally stubborn and refusing to be flexible?
Well, I think, at least in large part, there are some legislators, and Representative McMillan being one of them in particular, who have expressed to me concerns that the Department of Ed and the State Board of Education are making these decisions without consulting with the legislature about what it's going to cost. They're not saying, this is how much money we're going to need to do this. And so there are some legislators who really feel like it should be their job to ratify the decisions that the State Board of Ed is making based on the fact that they hold the purse strings. Because while the State Board of Education and the state superintendent have the authority to make decisions about the public schools in this state, ultimately paying for it falls to the legislature to spend the money as they see fit. And so there's a bit of a turf battle over who's making these decisions and who's paying for them.
Well, let me ask you, do you think deep down, is it budget concerns, or is it just lawmakers like Representative McMillan, who deeply oppose Common Core, is insisting on the old MEAP a way to torpedo Common Core?
There are some, and I think Representative McMillan would probably agree that that's one way that people are looking at trying to slow down this implementation of Common Core, because people have concerns about issues of local control.
Right.
Some people see the Common Core as sort of a overreach into telling local schools how to teach material and what they need to be teaching. There are a lot of people who believe that it is some sort of federal mandate. It's not. This was a collaborative effort between governors from multiple states, the National Governors Association being involved in it. And again, the testing has been led by individual states. There was some federal Race to the Top money that helped get the ball rolling on putting these tests together, but decisions about the questions that are going to be asked and how these tests are going to be given have been made by states working together.
So with just 6 weeks or so left in this school year, Brian, what should we watch for? What's next?
Well, I think it's ultimately going to depend on whether or not this budget provision stays in the budget as it's drafted right now. Clearly, we're still fairly early in the budget process, mm-hmm. although there has been a push in recent years to sort of get a budget done fairly early and not go up to the wire. If this does stick around, then the Michigan Department of Education is going to be bound to figure out how to give the MEAP next year and how to reconcile that with telling the federal government that they're going to be giving these other exams. And it's ultimately going to be a question of which side wins the day, whether the state sticks with what it's contracted to do through Smarter Balanced right now, which that contract runs for the next 3 years. They're already field testing those exams in a lot of schools right now. sort of preparing to make sure that everything's working. But if that doesn't happen, then the Michigan Department of Education is going to have to dust off the MEEP and put it back out there next year.
Brian Smith, MLive Education and Courts Reporter. Thanks for trying to figure this all out for us, Brian.
Thank you.